It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. After days of negotiations with state senators, officials reached a deal last week to fix the troubled Dallas Police and Fire Pension Fund. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings had called an earlier state House version a taxpayer bailout. In an interview with KERA's Stephanie Kuo, the mayor says he's hopeful the state Senate version will be approved, but he says it's going to require some sacrifices from Dallas taxpayers.
We've got to make it happen. Police and firefighters have worked hard, and I want to make sure we have a retirement plan for them. Citizens now have a fair place at this table, and if the Senate bill gets passed, I believe it's the type of bill that the citizens will support, because ultimately they're going to have to. It's going to come out of their tax dollars, and services are going to have to be cut. But I think it'll be the right thing. It's a balanced plan. Everybody has come to fix this thing, and no one has gotten off without a little pain. And I think ultimately that's the right way to fix this.
Without changes, the retirement fund for Dallas first responders could run out of money within a decade. The Dallas City Council is scheduled to discuss the pension fund tomorrow. A state Senate committee is also expected to soon hold a hearing on the pension fund. Authorities are still investigating the WannaCry ransomware attack that's hit more than 150 countries. The ransomware, which has affected hospitals and pharmacies, locks computers, and demands bitcoins to regain access. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked about the attack with Admiral Patrick Walsh, a cybersecurity expert at SMU's Tower Center.
There was a point in time where we had the view that our data was protected because it sat behind a firewall and we had an antivirus. And the reality was that during that time frame, the approach that we would take to security was one that was reactive. The world that we're in today, adversaries can sit in the network environment for up to 500 days before they're detected. Hmm. What we need to do today is to really change culturally how we approach security. No longer is it sufficient to just simply say that the Internet of Things has made us more connected. Now we need to be more demanding in terms of the security environment. We have to assume, due to the prevalence of thousands of attacks that are taking place each day just in commercial companies, that they're in our networks and that we're under attack too. That means that we have to be far more proactive. We have to assume that we're being attacked rather than to assume that we're safe.
Patrick Walsh is featured in an article called The Changing Battlefield in the current issue of The Catalyst, a journal published by the Bush Institute. This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 9, and you can listen to the podcast at think.kera.org. West Dallas has been an afterthought for the better part of a century. Today, it's booming. The last 4 years have been a construction frenzy of new restaurants and upscale apartments. Some of the oldest residents don't recognize the place. KERA series, One Crisis Away, No Place to Go, is looking at the people displaced by a changing neighborhood. Today, Courtney Collins dives into development that's just getting started.
Roll down the window in West Dallas, and there's no escaping the cacophony of construction. Excavators and forklifts are ubiquitous, carving out space for development and hoisting the bones of new apartments. Like everything else near the bridge, the Trinity Grove's administrative offices are under construction too. An edgy concept bar is in the works on the first floor, one that will require an app for entry and help young professionals network. Trinity Grove's founder and restaurant titan Phil Romano sketches out the scenario. Say you're looking for a patent attorney.
Press attorneys, and it tells me all the attorneys in there. It tells me all the attorneys that belong to it. Like, I own private Craigslist. I own private Facebook.
Romano and his partners own 70 acres in West Dallas. The restaurant incubator is theirs, and they have pretty much all the land where newly built and under construction apartments sit. Down the road, luxury hotels and multi-story office buildings.
If everything pans out right, this is going to be the most recognizable destination in Dallas. Where are you? We're on the other side of the bridge. What bridge? Just point up in the air, you can see it.
The Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge is the beacon of the new West Dallas. At first, critics rolled their eyes, nicknaming it the Bridge to Nowhere. The building boom on the other side has silenced the scoff. The brand new development butts up against aging homes and families who've lived there for decades. Phil Romano thinks that's a good thing.
In general, I think it's cleaned up the area for them. We hire as many as they want to work here. That's no problem. And even some of these neighbors down here next to us, I mean, the people that own their own buildings, we go down there, we fix their porches, cut their grass, the older people, we help them out. They're our neighbors. We do things for them.
One of those neighbors is Ronnie Mestis. He's a community leader who grew up here. He sees what's happening, the wave of new restaurants, open-air patios, sleek studio apartments. He hopes residents won't fight the tide.
It's a different culture now, you know, and it doesn't mean that you have to be afraid of it or run from it. Learn from it.
He likes cleaner streets and nicer sidewalks. He appreciates the vacant lots now humming with construction activity. He admires newer homes popping up between weathered rent houses.
The homes, the new ones being built are really nice, and they're helping us to, just to make our neighborhood kind of blend in with what's coming. Because you go up down this street, Rutt Street has the most HMK homes.
Those HMK homes are central to a conflict that's been building for months. And the people who live in them, poor families paying as little as $300 a month in rent, that's who Ronnie Mestis is worried about.
Those that have, and those that have not, have not.
The city toughened housing standards last fall. That left 305 rental homes owned by HMK Limited no longer up to code. The landlord says fixing them would cost millions. He decided to close them down. The city agreed to not fine HMK and let tenants stay through the end of the school year. A few weeks before the June 3rd deadline, many renters are still scrambling to find an affordable replacement. Mestis says in West Dallas, there isn't one.
These are the last homes that you're going to find anywhere at that price.
That's not just an opinion. Dallas Area Habitat for Humanity CEO Bill Hall says it's a fact.
Up until about 5 years ago, we could easily buy lots for $5,000 to $10,000 to build a new home on them. Now they're $50,000 and $60,000. New homes are being built for $350,000, when the average rent a year ago was probably $500 to $600.
Habitat is in the business of building new homes that low-income families can afford to own. Hall says in West Dallas, the shiny new development doesn't gel with past neglect.
No one cared about West Dallas, even though it was annexed into Dallas. No one really cared about it. In fact, they changed the name to the streets going north to south. Inwood is actually Hampton on this side. Sylvan becomes Wycliffe on the other side.
Hall points out that West Dallas was ungentrified for a long time. A lot of those same families still live there. All the new construction in their backyard is financially out of reach.
You don't turn around 30 or 40 years of neglect overnight. And it's not going to be pretty every time you have to make a decision. And we as a city need to understand that.
Which is why so many people are asking, what's the solution? When old, rundown housing is no longer an option, where do the families that have lived there for decades go? Diane Yentel is with the National Low-Income Housing Coalition.
Dallas has a pretty severe shortage of just 19 homes affordable and available for every 100 very low-income families who need it.
That's more than 80% of people who don't know where to turn. When One Crisis Away continues, possible solutions for the 8 in 10 low-income Dallas families who have no place to go. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
For photos and videos from one of the fastest changing neighborhoods in North Texas, visit KERA.org/onecrisisaway. And coming up tomorrow morning, American teens are having kids at a record low. One out of 45 young women in the United States are pregnant. That trend hasn't extended to certain parts of Texas. Reporter Lauren Silverman looks at why some Texas cities have a higher teen birth rate than the rest of the country. That's tomorrow morning at 8:22 during Morning Edition. And for the evening, mostly cloudy skies, a 60% chance for storms tonight. Some might be severe with a low around 69. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a 20% chance of rain with a high around 90. It's about 83 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.